Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 21st of April. On Friday, US National Economic Council Director Hazett said that US President Trump was investigating whether they could fire Federal Reserve Chair Powell. This is not the first time this has happened. US President Johnson wanted to fire their Fed chair and was told that they could not. However, the US Supreme Court might change that interpretation of the law. Financial markets do not appear to be entirely happy with the idea of a politicized central bank in the United States, and the fact that this is even being discussed has been enough to weaken the dollar and longer-dated government bonds. There are further checks on the president's power. Governors of the US Federal Reserve need to be confirmed by the US Senate. And the chair of the FOMC is selected by the FOMC, not by the president. It's only convention that the chair of the Board of Governors presides over the policy-setting committee. Nonetheless, several of these checks depend on the rule of law being adhered to in the United States. Some investors are nervous on that point as well. There have been episodes where the Federal Reserve was politicized in the past. US President Nixon's Fed chair, Burns, was not especially independent of the Nixon White House's control, for instance. The economic consequences have rarely been that good, however. Arguably, the great moderation of global inflation that took place from the 1990s onwards was a function of a growing trend towards central bank independence around the world. Controlling inflation over the medium term is not especially difficult, although monetary policy alone has become a blunter tool in recent years with the digitization of currency. However, control of inflation expectations and trust in the central bank are both necessary. These things take years to build, almost two decades in the case of the Federal Reserve, but they can be lost within months if the wrong political decisions are taken. Elsewhere, South Korean export data for the first 20 days of April was predictably showing weakness, with exports falling 5.2% year over year. Trade that does not have part of the United States as a component in the supply chain need not be affected by the aggressive taxation that is going on there. But trade with the United States does seem to have increased in the first part of this year, with stockpiling ahead of tariffs. And so now there is a payback. The natural downturn as stockpiling is completed, the effect of trade taxes on demand, and then perhaps the anticipation of a significant economic slowdown in the United States in the coming quarters. In an otherwise quiet data calendar, there's the occasional central bank comment. The policy outlook is, of course, of some interest, but increasingly it may be the theoretical underpinnings of central bank independence that are going to be of interest to markets. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.